やうやう。How you doing? Welcome to Augusta. Augusta Podcast Land. Home of Arnie Pod. Here on CBS. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday afternoon. It's actually Friday morning. I'm Jim Nance. And thank you all. All right. Oh, not again. That was Piano Keys 83 on YouTube. I'm going to throw him a subscription. Boom. There you go. 50,000 views on the Masters theme song on piano from 7 years ago. So, there you go. Which exercise equipment do you prefer for cardiovascular workouts at the gym? I always enjoyed the stationary bike. I did the elliptical some back in the day. Used to go to the gym, rec center at Wazoo in Pullman. Used to walk there. Used to go to 24-hour fitness in Northridge, L.A., California. Check out the song California. Speaking of California, by Semisonic. I Shazammed it yesterday at work. I normally don't do that because we usually hear the same songs every day. But I was like, who is this one? So let's talk Wyndham Clark. December 9th, 1993. He's a golfer. They're going in the Masters right now. Let's get a Masters update. What's your leaderboard look like? Tiger is 8 shots back. Bryson DeChambeau in the lead, 7 under. Scottie Scheffler, 6 under. And they don't even tee off for... Scheffler doesn't tee off till 10:48 our time. Not for over 3 hours. DeChambeau is at 8:54. All right, so there you go. There's your updates. Wyndham Clark and May 2023 won the Wells Fargo Championship for his first PGA Tour win. Won his first major the following month, the 2023 U.S. Open, which, speaking of California, was at Los Angeles Country Club in Los Angeles, California. And the first U.S. Open to be played in L.A. since Riviera Country Club back in 1948. And I think we all remember that one, Skip. Or Chip. Was it Chip? Yeah, it was Chip, right? Dodgeball. Who were the... It was Gary Cole and Jason Bateman. Dodgeball announcers. Names. It was... I guess I'll just go cast. Cotton McKnight was Gary Cole. Pepper Brooks was Jason Bateman. Dude, that is a hilarious... One of my favorite comedies of all time, obviously. Dodgeball. But, dude, that part of the movie is easily overlooked. The hilarious announcer duo. And Jason Bateman is kind of just like out of it. he's like a bro who's just like, he's just zonked kind of. I think Pepper needs new shorts. He's just like a, he's like a bro before bros. Back in 04. Speaking of bros, Wyndham Clark went to Oklahoma State, is a Cowboy, also University of Oregon. And he's from Denver. He's a fellow 1993 baby. Resides in Scottsdale, AZ. 3 professional wins. And his highest ranking is 4th. March 17th, 2024. As of April 7th, 2024, he is 4th. I didn't know he was that highly ranked. Also has 1 win on the European Tour. And speaking of Europe and the world, check out my blog, thegoat1.blogspot.com. And it's hugely popular in Hong Kong. It gets about 4 to 5 times more views in Hong Kong than the United States. So we'll see what happens with that. I know I've been saying it, but it's like, because it's like clockwork. It's because every day, I mean, I know 150 or 170 doesn't sound like a big number, but when you're getting 150 views from Hong Kong every day, that seems like more for some reason. I'm like, what's that all about? You know, are like, are they translating it? Are they huge fans of Michael Scott and The Office? Like, I wrote about Michael's The Office. I saw that The Office haikus was one of the ones people were looking at. Do they love the NBA? Because I do a daily NBA post on my blog. So that could be it. That's probably the most logical answer, is that the NBA is massive in Hong Kong, and I do my daily NBA post, and I also did it last season, and I also did it back in 2018. So, yeah, I'm a savvy blog vet, which August will be the 8th anniversary of thegoat1.blogspot.com, which is coming up on 119,000 views. So, not too shabby. But including, I looked at it, like, this time last year, I had like 60,000 views. So I've basically doubled my views on my blog in the past year, even though I've had it since August 2016. So there you go, baby. That's a little story. Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy weekend to you. Enjoy the Masters. Go Wyndham. Thank you. Love you all. Love you. Love you. Bye.